been the Costa del Sol beach.
Who will come to Malaga?
You. I hope you come one day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me show you what's the place we will be in.
Okay.
And you will be in love with it, because you can go with the family or alone and enjoy this wonderful place. Look, this is 1 minute video. Check it.
Okay.
Just play it. You will see how nice is this. It's the best part of Spain.
Now, Malaga is a seaside community, no? It's a beach resort.
Oh, yeah. Well, Malaga is a city, and then by the side, there are many beaches and resorts. But put the video. Look, you will see that.
It's coming up. Can you hear?
Yes.
Y universal, un singular enlace entre antiguas culturas mediterráneas y modernos horizontes marítimos. Desde unos frondosos repliegues serranos, Málaga se asoma al mar de su propia historia. Fue uno de los grandes centros marítimos de Al-Ándalus, y la grandeza de la Alcazaba y las atarazanas hablan bien claro de su relevancia durante esa etapa histórica. Como eje de la Costa del Sol, la ciudad se ha convertido en una referencia imprescindible del turismo internacional. Pescadora y vinatera, un modelo de dinamismo y seducción.
So it's got mountains as well as seaside.
Yes,
yeah, it's got everything.
Nice place. I think you will love it.
Oh, well, so someday I'll go. I'm not sure when.
So I think you can come there in vacation a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's also not expensive. Then you come there and then play guitar and be knowing the city and the places around. It's very near to Granada, to other key places in Andalusia.
I have friends in Sevilla.
Oh, very good. It's very near. Very near. You come to Madrid, 2 hours train.
Mm-hmm.
And you are there.
By the way, I got in a conversation with somebody this weekend, and he said that he was interested in flamenco too, and he had found a video to help him with his rosqueos.
Okay,
and I said, I don't suppose his name was Ruben Diaz, was it? And he says, yeah.
No, that video of rosqueos, many people is watching.
I guess
now,
so.
That one of the most famous is this one. Let me show you. This here is very much seen, and this is the Daily Motion videos in France.
In France.
Look, this one here. This one. This is a very nice video. Here I explain all about the Malaga thing, and look how many views it has. I think maybe your friend watched this one.
Okay.
And show this
one. I suggested he contact you, but he was afraid that you wouldn't approve of his steel strings on his guitar.
Oh, well, on the steel strings, I don't think he can learn this thing.
Well, I know it, and he's aware of that, but he's still trying.
The new My Bud Light bottle.
Now you're selling me Budweiser beer?
Number, no, that's the
company. I already drunk Budweiser. I don't need a promotion.
Malaga is the place of wine, like Jerez and Seco wine, this Oporto, these kind of things.
Mm-hmm. I prefer wine.
Yeah,
I'm a wine.
We are very proud to announce that although the CFG Studio Málaga GFC Studio, Estudio de Guitarra Flamenca Contemporánea in Málaga, will inaugurate officially on the October or perhaps before, I will start to give some lessons from the 10th of June of this year on. And so all the friends that are already booking lessons and things they can organize properly, like, you know, buy the tickets of the flight tickets earlier. The earlier you buy that, and it's better for the prices, etc. And the location will be near downtown in Malaga, so that you don't have to travel much or anything. And
okay, you can watch that later. Don't worry. I just want to show you the views it has. How many views it has?
Oh, yes. 86,000, almost 87,000.
You see, so people will come and will enjoy the beach because that place is a touristic spot, too.
I know, yeah.
So I hope you will come one day.
How long will you be there?
Well, I go for good.
Oh, you're moving back to Spain?
Yeah, because I have been 7 years in Canada.
Uh-huh.
And now I have to come back because the school is moving there, too.
Oh, the Toronto, the conservatory is moving?
It's opening a branch in Malaga.
The conservatory?
CFG.
Oh, CFG.
Contemporary Flamenco Guitar Studio. It's the school associated that was created after the conservatory period.
Okay, if we continue lessons, you will be in Malaga?
Yes, we continue doing the same thing. Only thing that I do is not from Melon instead of from here.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, then you're coming back here then.
Sorry?
Then you're coming back to Toronto or?
No, I stay there.
You stay there, but we'll have lessons. I will go into, I'll log into Skype, but you'll be in Malaga.
Yes, it's the same thing. It's now, exactly the same.
Except for now, we got a 6-hour difference in time.
That's why I will give you. What time is now for you?
Now it's 11 o'clock here.
11. So I will give you the lesson at 5 p.m. for me, 11 for you.
Okay, because I do better in the morning.
Yeah,
maybe even 4 p.m. would be better for you.
Perfect.
But
for
we'll work that out after you're there.
Yes. Okay, give me the 5th string. Again? So about the repertory and that, what mm-hmm. we were playing, I have a private video which I will send you now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still working on the what is it? Zapatado.
Yes. But we will do one simple piece, okay. Which is this one.
I'm gonna continue working on the, how do you pronounce it? Zapatadoro?
Zapatero. Zapato means shoe?
Yeah, well, it means tap dancing, right? It means shoe dancer. But at some point, I'm going to have enough courage to perform that to our fellowship. So that's what I'm working towards.
So let's do one easier than the Zapatero. We'll do one easier, which is this one.
Okay. Got it yet?
Yes, and it's very good for rhythm. Okay. This one here.
Okay, here we go.
This is the first part. The intro, let me send you, is this.
Okay, this is a video.
Let me do the example.
This one is?
Thank you.
Okay, well, I'm not going to go the whole 10 minutes.
You like that?
Yeah, that's exactly what I need help with. I have so much problems counting. And
yes.
Even this little thing that we're working on this period, I'm having trouble. I think I can play the... But as soon as I start counting, the whole thing falls apart. I can't do the count and the playing, and I'm probably not playing exactly right on time. But
okay,
this is something I need to work on.
We will fix that problem. For example,
okay, 56.
If we put the double, just count it in double speed, means at 400.
Okay, I tried that.
For example, at 400, we will do 1, 2, 3.
Okay, so that's 112.
2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, and 4. 1, 2, 3, and 4. So, let's say we would do like this. Every 2 beats of the metronome is one count.
Right. So it's
one,
two, and three. Okay.
One, and three, four, and two, and three, and four. Play with the metronome.
Let me get my music in front of me. I need everything I can do. Okay, so 1, 2, and 3, 4, and 5, 2, and 3, 4, and 2, and 3, 4, and 5, 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 2, and 3,
put your metronome at 100 and let's see what we can do.
Okay. Oh, where's my net? Mine isn't as loud as yours. Mine is very quiet.
No problem.
You
can use also sometimes, if it is too quiet, then that's a problem because you need to hear the rhythm.
Well, I also can watch it.
Uh-huh. Okay, no. First, let's coordinate your count with the metronome.
Okay, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3. Can you hear the metronome at all?
Yes, perfectly well.
Oh, okay. 1 and 2. And 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 3 and 4 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 2 and 3 and 4.
Okay, now counting, but you are going outside the metronome. You know what's the problem? Is that this is too quiet. We need to have volume like this. Look.
Yeah, I know. I can amplify this. I need to plug it into my amplifier. And then I'll be able to hear it.
Okay, that would be better if you practice with a strong rhythm. Because when one listens, bam, bam, then it goes inside easier. Like, I know it because I have many metronomes, and some of them are quiet, and those, when I am giving the lessons with other players, they got lost, and then everybody goes out of rhythm for this reason. So, but now I see you can do it, because if you count 1, 2, 3, without metronome first, try.
Okay, without metronome, just...
Yes, without metronome. Means put pause there.
I do need to. Yeah, it's just self-discipline that I need to just force myself. It's not comfortable, but I need to force myself.
No, but in the beginning, you know, in the beginning, it's weird that, but then you will start enjoying it a lot when you feel.
I know. Once you actually get it.
That
get
the
on.
Rhythm is there and then you are playing properly. Mm. That's very important. Because it creates like an internal image of the rhythm in the mind. It's important.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's start the intro of the Solearte, which would be.
Okay.
Click this PDF I just send you.
Okay, now I do have the rescale for Soliar someplace.
Uh-huh.
It might be the same thing you're just sending me. Let me see.
Let's see.
You got a lot of stuff now, you know.
That's good, because one day you can do one thing, another thing.
What I need is an index.
Yes.
Okay, Bulleria. What is this? Tangos. Bulleria. Rumba. Where's my Solia? Maybe I don't have a Solia, so I'll print it off. Okay, so this would be this right here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I guess it was Bulleria that you had sent before.
Yes, probably. Solia. This one here.
It's loading.
Okay.
Okay. So first I'll print it. Print. It's very slow.
No problem.
Okay, so I'll just save that. Okay, let me run and see if it's printed off.
Muy bien.
Okay. Yeah, this is new. I don't have this one before.
Yes. Okay, that will help with the counting because we will play. We will play green finger, middle index down, index up.
Let's see. That's A-M-I-I. So
let's count it from the beginning.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Okay. One, two, three.
Yes.
And there's a pause there, or is a three at half the speed?
There's half the speed. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Okay. What's it? One, two, three, and four, five, six, and
seven.
Oh, eight. There's a seven down here. Okay, seven. Seven and really it's seven E and right. Seven seven E and
like the second part, if you just take out the first it has two sections. And then one index down up, right? then this is repeated twice, and then the third part, it will have, like, if we omit just the first, you know, so it would be one, two, three, then another thing, four, five, six, and then the next one will be seven, eight, that is thrice, nine, 10, 8, 10, 12. Don't contract the other fingers. Leave the hand free.
Okay.
The index goes down along with the other fingers.
Like that?
Yes. Because gradually we will try to add the tapping. The tapping on the...
Oh, there's a golpe on the...
On the index down.
Okay.
If it is not there at the beginning, don't worry. It's just... Yes.
Oh, that's good reason. Okay, good reason for having the fingers out, isn't it? Because you need it for the golpe.
That's when it sounds like this. So, first, before we get there, we will play the intro, the introduction, which will be with finger one on the seventh fret, fifth string.
There.
Seventh fret, fifth string.
Okay.
Yeah, but finger one.
Oh, finger one.
Fifth string.
Fifth string.
That's right. Now finger three on the ninth fret for the string.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes. Finger three on the ninth fret
on the
for the string.
Finger three on the ninth.
That's right. And finger four on the ninth fret. Third string. So this chord is E.
Okay, I'm sorry. On the third string, what finger?
Is finger four on the ninth fret.
On the ninth.
That's right. We're right there. Okay. Now, play the chord. That's an E, right? It's an E.
Okay.
Now, here we will do the rasgueo number six, starting with...
Oh. What's that?
As I showed in the video I sent you, that video of Solea.
Okay, yeah.
One, two, three.
That's right. One, two, three. Okay, and kind of how many?
One. Four times the rasgueo and one. That's right. We do one, two. So if we count times, it's different than the so many times we do the rasgueo. The rasgueo will be played four times. One, two, three, four, and then one top off to conclude. Right
finger
there,
two.
Don't move the fingers where they are. We'll just do
like that? Is that what you're doing?
Hammer on from the first finger to the second finger.
From the first to the second.
That's right. Like this.
Now, just one hammer-on or a couple of them? Is it like a mordant or is it just one hammer-on?
Just hammer-on.
Just one. Just like that.
Yes. So that part would be...
Question. Now, I do have a compass metronome, a flamenco metronome, but you don't approve of that, do you? You think we got to use a conventional?
Well, it's not necessary, the metronome, because, you know, the metronome flamenco, what it does, where do you have it, software or
PC? Software, it's something I'd written.
Okay. It's also okay. The only thing is that, yes, you can play.
Here, let me see if I can play it for you and see what you think.
Let's see what we can use, yes.
Where'd it go? It's around here someplace. Okay. Come on. It's not behaving. Let me try this one.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. The computer never behaves when you need it to. It says my Java plugin is out of date. That's nasty.
Don't worry. Look, what we do with this? Those metronomes, they don't indicate, but this metronome thing does is that it indicates the accents, means instead of sounding ta flat, it sounds kind of beep, ba, 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 beep, like that to indicate the accents.
Okay, but can you hear this?
Would it stay at 100?
It's at 120 right now. At 100? So, at any rate, I'll try to use my
regular... Then, therefore, we would need to do it at 50.
At 50, at half that.
Okay, put 60. Let's see. Put 60.
60, okay.
Let's see if 60 works better.
No, hold on. Oh, okay, I see what I did wrong here. Okay, hang on. Other. And we tell it 60. Go like that, and now it should be 60. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the problems with this type of metronome, you have to wait for it to get all the way around to 12 to start.
Oh, yes. No, therefore, you know what? I know what you mean. No, it's not good because...
Probably not.
Yes. You have to wait until 12, and also it doesn't make you understand the rhythm because, really speaking, those things are made only to make money because now they are selling $100 or $200 or something, and different companies, they design the thing. In fact, one of the company was a big upset with me because I said this in the letter that you don't need it really, but it's true.
But this one, I give away for free. Anybody who wants it, they can have it. I actually did it because I just wanted to program something.
But, for example, see this one?
Well, I've seen several of them out there, and some are very expensive. And they're very fancy.
This one here, for example... Flamenco metronome, say, this one here. This is one of the most normal. This one here. I think, I don't know how much it cost.
I've seen this one here, yeah.
But the thing is, if you have a metronome, it's much better that you buy this one. For example, this is the real metronome you would need, and you would get it even for free shipping. Let me show you which one. Put this one here. I will show you how to do this lamp.
This is software or hardware? This is an object, or is it something you use your computer with?
I think it's software, that one there. But the real one is this one. You should definitively have metronome like this. Look, this one is the one. $50. And this is perfect metronome. Look, this one here. I just send you the link. This one here, and it's, I think, free shipping in America. This is the same that I use. It's
okay.
The best metronome ever you can have. Because it has a box. Mm-hmm. I have it here in the hand. It has a box.
Oh, that's the one you use.
Yes, and this one is very loud.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah.
This is very good. It has all the possibilities you need up to 2052 or 40. So it's great metronome. Great metronome. And if you want, it has accents too.
Okay.
And this is just a simple metronome. It's one of the best.
Okay.
I think you should definitively go for that because it's loud and it has the accents.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best solution. Forget about the flamenco metronomes.
Those
are just for business.
Yeah. What's the fastest speed?
Fastest would be 252. This one, look.
Okay. 252. Yeah, mine goes to 250.
Now look, this you could do. It's excellent, this thing.
Yeah, well, this one does all that too. I don't know where my speaker is, but
but the problem is that the volume is not enough.
I do need to get that. Well, why I like this? It's great for traveling, and I do use it when I travel.
You know what? You can plug a headphone.
Say. That's the other thing. You could actually plug a little earphone into it.
And then the volume problem is solution. But on this one, you can regulate it, the volume too.
Yeah, and this you can't.
So that's fantastic. This metronome, I think this is the very best, really. You don't need anything more expensive than this. And also because the counting, suppose we do this one at 100, as what we were saying, then we will just do this. Count the metronome and one.
Although I wasn't counting. See, this is the trouble is I have so much trouble doing two things at once. And so once I start playing, the counting stops. And I have to say, I need to count too. And then the playing starts getting screwed up. But
some people count with the foot too. Like by tapping the foot.
I tried that. I've tried everything. And the fact is, it works. It's just a lot of effort. But I have to spend the effort.
Well, you know, one thing is, for example, if in the first part of this intro, it's just like this. One, two, three. So if I just do this thing, I'll do it with the counting like this. One, two, three. You will see that there is two effort.
I'm not doing the thumb up
on the rumba you did so well, eh? Do this one, 1, 2, 3, and 4, do that, let's see. That you can count.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 3, 8.
That's perfect.
Okay, and I'll work
on that. That's perfect. I think you can do it perfectly well. And look, really the goal is that will not count.
Mm-hmm. But you need to start off with the counting to do it without.
First we count just to have a reference. Then it becomes a mental counting.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will
be
just
automatic.
Not count at all. And that's what we need. But if you try to start by not counting, that's what is difficult. The difficulty is to not count, really.
Mm.
Yes. So I think we should try to. This one here is very good. How you are doing? You are doing well that.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes. That one is okay. It doesn't have any problem except when correct. And just continue playing it, this thing, counting, then get a bit stronger, say a couple of weeks more, and then we forget about the counting. Don't worry.
Okay.
Yes. That's good. So I will see you the next lesson.
Same. Okay. Oh, yeah, in Spain. All right.
No, not yet. After the 4th of June. So June. For our next time, I am still here.
You're still here. In
2 weeks.
In
yes.
2 weeks. And then right. After that.
And after that, we will reschedule the thing, and maybe we'll go sooner or something.
Okay,
yeah?
Well, here now, before we say goodbye, often my trips involved learning. Going to a school and trying to learn Spanish.
Oh, there are
I know in Malaga there is one that has a program for people my age.
Yes.
Would
yes,
be
yes.
A possibility of working both that and your school together.
For sure.
Okay,
for
see,
sure.
This is what I did in Sevilla. I worked, there's a school there. I went there to learn Spanish, but they arranged for me to work with a flamenco fellow there, and I had 4 lessons with him. So maybe I can do the same with you.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Okay, well, we'll keep that in mind.
That's a very good idea. You can go and then learn some English, play guitar, and know the place.
Yeah, and then also the programs that they have for the seniors like myself is they also have a cultural. They take us, show us the museums, the castles, and all of that. Which the kids don't care about.
Can you tell me which place is that? Which is
what it is? I will have to research that. But a friend of mine that I went to Nice with said she went down there to Malaga and with that program. So I'll email her and let you know what I find out.
Send me the info because I if someone asked me or to recommend it, I would say.
Well, you might be get them to recommend you too, the same way the school in Sevilla worked with this fella. The flamenco teacher.
So they send you with the guitar player?
They arranged it for me. They had a regular program. They had different programs. It was a very good school. It's affiliated with CLIC. I can't remember what it stands for. And they might even have that same program in Malaga.
Yes.
But they had different programs, one of which was flamenco dance and flamenco guitar.
Yes.
And they would integrate that with the learning of Spanish, the language.
That's right. Well, that's great.
Yeah. So I'll let you know what I find out. Maybe
fantastic.
Something could be useful for you.
Send me the email of the school, and I will contact them.
Okay. Good enough. Well, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you, my dear.
Okay. Adios.
Adios.